For a college dean, Elaine Leader spends a lot of time in prison. For more than a decade, she has been an instructor at the Prison University Project at San Quentin.
I run a group called New Leaf on Life. It's only for lifers, and most of the men that I have worked with have been in prison for many, many, many years. So they have undergone what I would consider a transformational process in terms of awakening and atonement and becoming good people. We program to help them do self-help so that they do transform themselves. They develop a sense of remorse. They understand what they've done. They've taken responsibility for what they've done, and they've really changed their lives.
Leader, who heads the School of Social Sciences at Sonoma State, has written of her experiences working with men behind bars in a new book she titled My Life with Lifers.
The first time I went in, actually, it was very scary because there was an altercation in the yard downstairs from my classroom, and I was the only civilian in the room. One guard and 30 guys. And the guard said to me, "We're on lockdown in here. We can't get out." And the guys all said, "Don't worry about it, Elaine. We'll protect you if anything goes down," because they're grateful for us to be there.
For the inmates, leaders' classes are not just an opportunity to do something different, she says, but they can also offer a pathway to freedom.
Life in prison does not mean death in prison. These are people who have been given an indeterminate sentence, but have the ability to go before the parole board and prove that they have changed their lives. So those who are going to parole use these opportunities to truly transform. They do a lot of self-exploration. They do a lot of personal growth and awareness. They do offender aid and work with victims. We do restorative justice work.
But as she has watched and guided these inmates' progress on their personal journeys, Leader has also observed the parole process in action and come away with a conviction that it is badly in need of reform.
I'm not saying let everybody out, but I'd like the parole system to be less arbitrary, because at this point, guys go to parole hearings, and one year they're told, okay, go to education programs, so they do that. The next year they go back and they're told, well, you haven't done enough self-help programs, so they do that. Then they go back and some other thing happens. There's no real criteria about what do you do and how do you get out, and have some real incentives here.
There are currently some 30,000 lifers in California's prisons, each incarcerated at a cost to the public of $45,000 to $50,000 per year. But since almost all of them will be released at some point, Leader contends that funding programs for their education and self-improvement is an investment that would reap big dividends, both financially and in public safety.
95% of all prisoners are going to get out. So it is in our best interest to educate them so that when they get out, they don't do the revolving door and go back in. There was a study done on lifers. 985 of them were studied after they were paroled. My understanding is there was only 5% of them that ever got rearrested, and only out of that, 2 of them had ever committed any violent crimes. So it pays off.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.